Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. I didn't say it. God said it. That it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that notice, fear my name.
Amen.
Shall the Son, capital S, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. I'm excited already.
Amen.
And ye shall go forth and grow up.
Amen.
As calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked. Ooh. That's not politically correct, is it? It sure is biblically correct, though, isn't it? For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. He says, I shall do this. Wow. I'm going to leave off reading there. I'm going to try. So much I want to say. I want to talk to you about fearing the Lord.
Amen.
Fearing the Lord. Let's pray. Father, oh Lord, I'm so full. I thank you for your Spirit, your Word. I thank you for these dear people sitting before me. And Lord, I know that somebody is praying for me. And Lord, I thank you that you're answering those prayers and you're helping me this morning. And Lord, I thank you for the love that you give to your people, one for another, loving each other, praying for each other. And Lord, I'm so thrilled about this message, but Lord, I want to be perfectly sound, filled with your Spirit, void of any of my wisdom or my foolish flesh. God, please speak through me, fill me, use me today. I pray now, I pray there'd be liberty, that you'd bind the devil, Lord. I know that this will help your people if they'll listen. But Lord God, please remove all distractions. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Honestly, I can tell you there's two kinds of people in this world. And there's a great difference between the two of them.
That's right.
There are those that fear the Lord,
yep,
and those that don't.
Yep. That's right.
There are those that fear the Lord and those that don't. Now, I'm telling you, within that group, there could be saved, there could be unsaved, but it boils down to two categories.
Right.
Because there's a lot of, unfortunately, saved people who don't fear the Lord.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And there's unsaved people who fear the Lord far more than saved people do.
That's true.
Okay? The fear of the Lord, however, is what distinguishes one man from another man more than anything else, according to our scripture here today. It's more than his riches, more than his social status, more than his nationality, language, culture. It is whether or not he fears the Lord.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord, listen, is also what determines a man's character. And I know nowadays, I don't even know if when I say that word, if most people even know what that means. Because it's just not even taught or learned, or it's just not even a part of our vocabulary anymore. But character is what defines a man. Here's what character is. It's who you are when no one else is around. Character is who you are when no one else is around.
Amen.
That's your character. Now, the fear of the Lord will determine your character. And of course, the lack of the fear, your lack of character. more than anything else in this life. The fear, this fear of the Lord. I want you to notice with me in chapter 3 of Malachi, verse 13. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? See, God says their words are against him and they don't even know what he's talking about. You have said, it is vain to serve God. Vain means empty, worthless, hopeless, useless. That's what these people who do not fear God, that's what they say. It's vain to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? You've got believers today who aren't serving God because they just don't see the value of it. God says it's because they do not fear the Lord. And now it says in verse 15, and now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. That means they're promoted. They're esteemed in the eyes of men that work wickedness. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. To tempt God is to just do whatever you want to do, knowingly, willfully, rebellious against God, and say, okay, God, do what you want to do. They are delivered. What that means is, in the eyes of men, these people who don't fear God, they're delivered, they're accepted, they're promoted. To places of esteem in our world. Then, verse 16, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened. There it is. Listen, that is a blessing right there. God knows the ones who fear him. Notice how the Bible says, they spake often one to another. Hey, look, that means they're together. They assemble themselves together. They come together in a place. Listen, folks, this is a good picture of a church family. Those that fear the Lord, that are serving God, they often speak one to another. It's not once a week, once a month. It's every time there's a place and a time to get together. Let's get together and let's speak to each other. And the Lord is hearkening and the Lord hears it. Look in verse 16. And a book of remembrance was written before them, for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Hey, listen to me, dear beloved. God is keeping records.
That's right.
God is keeping records. He is recording every day of your life. Hey, you say, well, how is that possible? Hey, he's God. He's keeping records. And look in verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Who? The ones that fear him. And in that day, when I make up my jewels, that day is what we're going to talk about here in a minute. Amen. When I make up my jewels, I will spare them. As a man that spareth his own son, that serveth him. Look, I'm telling you, let me read this and then we'll get back to it. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. See, fearing the Lord will give you discernment between what's right and what's wrong. And look what it says, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Understand something here this morning. What God is saying in this prophetic book of Malachi, he's saying, look, the ones that fear me are going to serve me. And they're called the righteous. The ones that do not fear me are not serving me. They're called the wicked. Two kinds of people, folks. Two kinds of people. I want you to understand, God's keeping record. And understand something. If you will serve him now, because you fear him now, look in chapter 2 of Malachi, verse 4. I don't want to jump ahead and jump around too much. I want to stay with me, though, this morning. Chapter 2, verse 4. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. The tribe of Levi was chosen by God, listen, for one reason, and that was to serve the Lord.
Amen.
They served in the tabernacle. They served in the temple. They served the priests. They did all that. Listen. Menial tasks within. They cleaned up the altars. They cleaned up the table of showbread. They did the menial tasks, the things that nobody else wants to do, but they were chosen, handpicked by God to serve Him.
Amen.
Look, He says in chapter 2, verse 5, my covenant was with Him. Notice, what covenant was this? Life and peace. See, we've got this strange idea that if we're going to have life that's full and peace of God in our heart, we've got to elevate ourselves to some kind of social status in this world. God says, no, you need to fear me and serve me.
Amen.
Look what it says here. And my covenant was with him of life and peace. That's what you want.
Amen.
That's what the world's looking for. But they don't fear God.
Amen.
So life and peace eludes them, doesn't it? He says, and I gave them to him, to Levi, for the fear wherewith he feared me. And notice, and was afraid before my name. I want you to understand something. Fear of the Lord is fear of the Lord.
That's right.
Because I understand that I am accountable to him. I understand that one day he is keeping records, and one day those books are going to be opened, and I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to answer to God for what I'm doing for him now.
Right. Amen.
Now.
Yep.
The law of truth in verse 6 was in his mouth. What made Levi fear God? What made Levi want to fear the law of truth? Hey.
Yep. Amen.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
The law of truth was in his mouth. You know why this world doesn't fear God? Because there is no more law of truth. There is no more Bible. There is no more preaching. There's no more teaching. There's no more hunger for this book. I couldn't pay some of you to come back tonight at 5 o'clock.
Amen.
You're just not going to do it.
That's right.
We're going to open up this Bible and you're going to learn something, but yet instead you're going to stay home. How is that possible? Because you don't hunger for the law of truth.
Yeah.
Understand something. It's because you're being influenced by the world who says, what vain, what profit is there to serve God? It's vain.
Help us, Lord. Amen. Help us.
I couldn't pay some of you to come back tonight at 5 o'clock. And I don't understand that. I personally, but it's not up to me. It's between you and God. But I don't understand that.
Yeah.
You tell me what in this world is more important than this book right here.
Man.
This book right here. Nothing. But yet, I couldn't pay some of you to come back tonight. He says the law of truth was in his mouth. Notice, iniquity was not found in his lips. In chapter 2, verse 6. So, what made Levi different? He feared God. Well, yeah, but how was it proven? How could you tell? The law of truth was in his mouth and not iniquity.
Amen.
Why? Because everything in the heart comes out in the mouth.
Right.
And understand something. He says, he walked, in verse 6, he walked with me in peace. Oh, man. God help me this morning. There's so much I want to say here. But see, walking with God in peace. Two people cannot walk together except they be agreed.
Yeah.
And the reason people don't fear God is because his word is not in their hearts. It's not on their on their lips. Because listen to me, because they don't walk with him.
Yep. Amen,
why? Because they don't agree with him.
Yep. Amen. That's right, brother.
But see, you and me, I'm going to get to the good part here. The end of the destination is sunny, literally. Yeah. Sunshine and beauty. But the road getting there is a little bit bumpy, okay? So let's just hold on here. But the reason that Levi feared God and God gave him this because he walked with God in peace and equity and did turn, look in verse 6, and did turn many away from iniquity.
Amen.
Are you looking at that with me? Do you see that this morning? I'm so excited about this, I could shout. I think I probably am. But I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited about what God is showing us this morning. That, listen to me, that not only will there be peace in my heart, because the law of truth will be in my heart, and I'll be walking with God and have peace in my heart. There'll be life and peace, and I'll live a life that makes a difference, that matters, and I will turn many away from sin. That's what God's saying there. Why? Because I simply feared God.
Amen.
That is exciting stuff, man. But listen to me. It's going to be shown. It's going to be evident in my life by whether or not I'm serving Him.
Yeah. Come on.
And listen, this church right here, this little building right here, this opportunity for you to be faithful to this church is the number one thing that you're going to have to get a hold of this morning and realize, if I'm going to fear God, if I'm going to serve God, I'm going to be faithful to my church. And otherwise, you don't qualify.
That's right.
And I'm not trying to be harsh. I want you to, did I write this? I didn't write this. God wrote this. God wrote this. And He said to us over there in chapter 3, He said, they feared the Lord. They got together often, one with another, to speak of the Lord. Often. They got together with each other. They wanted to serve the Lord because they feared Him. The fear of the Lord, folks, is what I'm talking about this morning. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you don't have to turn there. If you want to turn there, you can, but you can just listen to me. It says, I know, verse 14, that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him. Whatever, I don't know all of you in your personal lives, but whatever is going on in our lives right now is for one reason. Because God wants us to learn to fear Him.
Amen.
To fear Him. The book of Proverbs is the greatest book as far as understanding what the fear of the Lord is. Let me just read you some verses and explain some things to you. The fear of the Lord, according to Proverbs 8:13, is simply this: to hate evil.
That's right.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Amen. That is the definition of the fear of the Lord. Amen. Is to hate evil. And Psalm 19:9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean.
Amen.
Clean. If I fear the Lord, I'm going to have a clean life, a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean mouth, clean ears, a clean house, a clean bedroom. I'm going to have a clean body. I'm going to be clean. The fear of the Lord is clean because dirt and filth and defilement are evil, and the fear of the Lord hates evil.
Amen. That's right.
So what do we have today in our society? We have evil pumped in our minds, pumped in our eyes, pumped in our ears, pumped in our hearts, all everywhere we look. Why? Because that is what the devil knows will help us, lead us away, not help us, but help us help him, but lead us away from the fear of the Lord. Because listen to me, if I get used to evil, I don't hate it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
If I get accustomed to evil everywhere I look, then it's just no big deal anymore, and I don't hate it, then the Bible says I don't fear the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. I'm just telling you what the Bible says this morning.
Amen.
The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is clean. Listen, there's nothing about God that's unclean.
Amen.
The spirits of the devil are all unclean. Unclean.
Yep.
And the fear of the Lord is to hate that. The fear of the Lord, then, is the beginning of knowledge.
Amen. Right.
See, when I begin to hate evil, then I begin to love knowledge.
Yep. Amen.
Look at Malachi back, if you're there, if you're still there, chapter 1. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son, this is the Lord talking, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master, his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? God says. If I be a master, where is my fear? saith the Lord of hosts unto you. O priests, priests, the spiritual leaders that despise my name. Now this was Israel. You understand, this was Israel after captivity. They'd already gone back into Jerusalem. They'd already rebuilt everything, but they were still despising the name of the Lord. And you say, look what their answer was. Wherein have we despised thy name? Now look up here for a second. They didn't have a clue.
Yep.
They didn't even know what they were doing wrong.
Yeah.
You see, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Anybody?
And those that don't fear the Lord, they don't even know what God's talking about.
Yeah, come on.
Man. You understand? You got people today that walk into an old fashioned, fire breathing, amen, sin hating, Savior loving, maybe a little bit shouting, spitting, a Baptist preaching Bible church, amen. And they look at the preacher like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, come on, brother, preach it. Right.
Why? Because they don't have a clue about what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because they do not fear God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So therefore, they have no knowledge of anything that's of God.
That's right.
They say, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything to despise God's name. Look in verse 7. God's answer is, ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar. And you say, and here's what they say, wherein have we polluted thee? See, God's saying, this is what you've done, this is what's wrong with you, and all they can say is, what do you mean, God?
Yeah, come on.
What's so wrong about that? What's so bad about that? Look in chapter 2, verse 17. Jesus is saying to them, ye have wearied the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 17. I say Jesus, God, he's the same person, you understand? Ye have wearied the Lord with your, what?
Words.
Yet ye say, wherein have ye wearied him? What did I say wrong? I remember one time when I was working, I was in Bible college, and I was working a job at night, to pay the bills, and there was this guy out there that was working with me. And he kept taking the name of the Lord in vain. I mean, he just kept saying the name of the Lord in vain. And I finally said, look, man, I don't appreciate that.
Amen.
Stop taking the name of the Lord, my God, in vain.
Amen.
I just simply told him.
Amen.
And here's what he said. What do you mean? I'm talking about Jesus. But he was using him as a cuss word.
Amen. Yeah.
But see, he didn't have a clue what I was talking about.
Yes.
He didn't know what I was talking about. What do you mean? I didn't know anything about that.
Come on.
Are you getting the picture yet?
Yeah.
Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? Well, when you say, look, here's the answer. When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good.
Yeah.
In the sight of the Lord. Now, what? The Sodomites today, they are telling people that Jesus endorsed sodomy. The Sodomites today have their own Bible.
Yeah, that's
right. And they're saying this right here. Everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord. We're okay. God's not against us. Folks, you understand the root of all of this is no fear of God.
Amen.
It says, you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them. That's what they really, no, listen, they really believe that.
Yep.
Now, I've got to hurry up. I've got a lot to say. But this is astounding to me when I really started looking at this, how amazingly parallel we are with this chapter here, this book, referring back to Israel. But we're looking at America square in the eyeballs.
Yeah.
And they're saying, good is evil, good, evil is good. And where is the God of judgment? Look at the end of the verse there. Where is the God of judgment? They're saying, well, God's not doing anything about it. If God was so against us, he would judge us. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
If God is so against us, he would judge us. And listen to me today. Listen, they have no clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But I want you to understand something. Some of you are starting to listen to that. Some of you are starting to doubt that. And some of you are starting to wonder, well, that's true. God's not doing anything.
Come on.
Stay with me. I'm going to show you something. He is going to do something. It just ain't happened yet.
Amen.
He is going to do something. It just ain't happened yet. Look in chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? And yet ye have robbed me. But here's what you say. Wherein have we robbed thee? And God's answer, in your tithes.
Amen. Come on.
And offerings.
Yeah.
Listen, people say, well, I don't tithe because I just can't afford it. No, you don't fear God.
That's right.
Look me in the eyeball. I love you.
Amen.
But if I love you, I got to tell you the truth.
Amen.
If you don't give 10% of your income, you don't fear God.
Right.
Now, you say, well, I didn't know that, preacher. Oh, you've heard it from me before.
Yeah.
You've heard it from God right here. So you don't have any more excuses now.
Amen.
But see, what they said is, I'm not robbing God. The tithe belongs to the Lord.
Right.
It is holiness unto the Lord.
Right.
It is a picture of our loyalty and our love and our faith and our dependence upon Him. And quite frankly, God says, you don't even know what you're talking about. You're robbing me, and you don't even, you say, well, I'm not robbing God. It's because they don't fear God.
Yeah.
Because look, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Right. Right. Amen.
Chapter 3, verse 13. Your words have been stout against me. Stout means harsh against God.
Yep.
That's what God says. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? And what's the answer? You said it's vain to serve God. Now, I've got to hurry. But do you see what's going on here?
Yep.
In this chapter? In this book? God's people, the Jews.
Yep.
These are not heathen. These are not the pagan. These are God's chosen people.
Yep.
The elect of Israel. These are the ones that have been blessed and passed down from generation to generation. The scepter of righteousness from Abraham on down to all the way to Jesus Christ. And understand something. They lost their fear of God and they became bumbling idiots.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean, God? What did I say?
Yeah.
What did we do?
Yeah.
What's so wrong with that? What's that preacher talking about? Man, why is he so...
Yeah, come on.
Bible? Well, that's boring.
Yeah.
Give me some lights and some music and some entertainment. Because there's no fear of God. Therefore, there's no knowledge. Therefore, there's no wisdom. There's no understanding. There's nothing holy because they don't hate evil. Because the fear of God is clean.
Amen.
And I tell you one thing. I like clean.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord brings strong confidence, according to Proverbs 14:26. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life that makes me depart from the snares of death, according to Proverbs 14:27. You see, it keeps me from Satan's traps. A snare is a trap. It's a deceitful trap that looks like one thing, and then it becomes a trap. It bites me. But see, the fear of the Lord is what keeps me from that.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord makes me depart from evil. I will not want to be around evil. I hate it. I hate iniquity. I despise evil. I despise the profanity. I despise the evil, the iniquity of this world. Why? Because I fear God.
Amen.
And you say, well, what does it mean, fear? I thought we were supposed to love the Lord. Hold on a minute. You'll see what I'm talking about here in a minute. The fear of the Lord in Proverbs 19, it keeps me satisfied with what I have.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm content.
Amen.
Because I'm His servant.
Yep.
Amen.
He's my master, and I fear Him. I'm not going to get out of His will so I can get more of what I want.
Right. Yeah, come on.
There's so much here. I'm hurrying. The fear of the Lord keeps me from envying sinners.
Yeah.
Proverbs 23:17. Envying sinners. Well, I sure wish I could have what they had.
Yeah. No.
wake up.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
You have what you have, and if you'll fear God, you'll be content.
Amen.
You'll be satisfied, and you'll not worry about what other people, because they are sinners. They are living in sin. They are walking in iniquity, and they are everything that we're looking at today. But those that fear the Lord will serve Him. They will look in chapter 3 again, verse 13. They will speak differently. It's vain to serve God, they said. They will speak differently. And verse 18, that shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Those that fear God will serve the Lord, they will speak differently, and they will see things the way God sees them.
That's right.
Now, I'm telling you today, God's keeping records. I told you that already. God's keeping records. Why? Why would God keep records? Because here's what's happening. If you will serve Him now, you'll get to serve with Him then.
That's right. Amen.
Because look what's happening in verse 1 of chapter 4 is when God says, okay, I see you. I'm keeping records. He said, behold, the day's coming.
Yep. That's right. Amen.
Chapter 4, verse 1, behold, the day's coming.
Amen.
The day is not a day, 24-hour period. It's a period of time.
Uh-huh.
The day's coming that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud that don't fear the Lord, that are wicked, that will not serve Him, proud, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble.
Yep.
That day that cometh shall burn them up. Now listen, I'm not talking about hell, folks.
That's right.
I'm talking about judgment seat.
Yep, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Judgment seat of God's people. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
God is keeping perfect records.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
And He said, the day's coming. It's going to burn and it's going to hurt. You're going to be ashamed. Go ahead. Mock, scoff, walk in your sin, walk in your iniquity, refuse to serve the Lord, refuse to do what's right, but what God's saying to you and me is that we better fear Him because we're going to stand before Him.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
So, preacher, I just think we ought to love the Lord. Okay. You go show me all those churches that are preaching that, and you show me what kind of lifestyle that's producing.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Amen.
Preach it, brother.
Amen.
Those are the ones that are holding hands with Sodom.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, come on.
See, I need to fear the Lord because He's keeping records of my life.
Amen.
And my fear will make me serve Him, will make me speak purposely on righteously about Him and make me see things the way He sees it. But listen to me, the day that's coming is a day that's going to burn up the proud and the wicked, and they're going to be stubble.
Yeah, come on.
Their works, their life is going to go up in smoke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Because they weren't saved? No. It's not just about getting saved. You need to listen to God today. You need to listen to the book. Don't listen to me. Listen to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God says, I'm keeping records of what you're doing with my salvation.
Amen.
I'm keeping records of what you're doing with the grace that I'm giving you.
Amen.
And one day you're going to stand before me, whether you like it or not. That day's coming. Behold, that day's coming.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Help us, Lord.
And I'm keeping records. God says, every day.
Amen.
I'm not keeping records. God is.
Amen.
But, verse 2, but unto you that fear my name. Oh, blessed, blessed justice.
Amen.
Blessed, blessed justice. Righteousness. Perfect justice right here.
Amen.
That day's coming, folks.
That's right.
Here's what some of you come to church this morning, you're wondering, is it worth it? I see the look on people's faces sometimes. How you doing? How you doing? Oh, well, I'm here.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, come on.
You know why? Because you're wondering, is this worth it? God's telling you and me today, right now, it's worth it all.
Amen.
It will be worth it all When we see Jesus, life's trials will seem so small. When we see Christ, one glimpse of His dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race, till we see Christ. Listen to me, it will be worth it all. But you've got to believe what I'm telling you this morning. I don't know how much plainer it could be. If it's not plain to you, it's because you don't fear God and you don't want to listen and you don't understand. But if you have the smallest understanding, I think I've spoken pretty plainly, and God has too. One day, the records will be set straight.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hallelujah.
One day the records will be set straight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. One day those that fear His name. Don't tell me you fear Him, by the way. Lip service doesn't impress God. He's keeping records of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Records will be set straight. We will stand before Him instead of our life going up in smoke and wasting away. And by the way, that's not the end of it. We'll get to that another day. But the judgment seat, unto you that fear my name, notice, shall the Son of Righteousness arise.
Yep.
You know what it's going to be for those of us who fear God and say, I'm going to serve God, come hell or high water, I don't care what the world says, I don't care what they think about me. They can mock, they can scoff, they can laugh, they can ridicule, they can say whatever they want to say, they can make fun of my Bible, they can make fun of my modesty, they can make fun of my church, they can make fun of my family, they can make fun of my life, they can make fun of my speech, they can make fun of anything I do, they can make fun of my witness, they can make fun of my prayer life, they can make fun of my faithfulness to God, they can do what they want to do, but one day's coming, I'm going to stand up, instead of burning up, I'm going to rejoice.
Amen. Amen. That's right, brother.
Because His righteousness is going to bring healing.
Amen. Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
See, I tell you, look in verse 14 of chapter 3. It's vain to serve God. You have got to stop believing that.
Amen.
What profit is it that we have kept His ordinance? Well, what's it do? What good's it doing for me? And that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts. You know what that means, church? Listen to me. That means sometimes serving the Lord is going to bring mourning. And in those times of mourning, you have got to keep God's word in your heart.
Amen.
You've got to remember the fear of God.
Amen.
Because one day, everything will be set straight.
Amen.
Instead of the sun burning everything up, the sun is going to heal my mournful heart.
Amen.
Glory to God. That right there is worth shouting. Amen. The Son of Righteousness. 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 Oh, how I love righteousness. That book is righteous. Amen. God's word is righteous. God's will is righteous. God's ways are righteous. Amen. And God's children should be righteous children.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The Son of Righteousness is going to rise. It's going to be the daybreak of a new dawning, of the sunrise of righteousness of Jesus Christ coming back to this old world and setting things straight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Whew, man alive. I don't know about you, but that thrills my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Because I, like you, I've mourned, I've wept, I've hurt, I've sorrowed, I've been saddened, disappointed, disheartened, I've been broken.
Yep.
And it's crossed my mind, like it has yours, is this worth it? Now, if you're not serving the Lord, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But if you are, you do.
Yeah.
And if you're not, by the way, you're not right.
That's right.
That's what you don't fear God. That's what it says. Take it up with Him.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
Because this day's coming for you too.
Amen.
This day's coming for you too. It's coming for all of us. Will it be healing for you? Or will it be a hurtful burning of your whole life? I'm looking forward to the sun.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to the sun rising in that eastern sky for the last time. I'm not talking about that ball of fire, amen. I'm talking about that ball. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of righteousness, the Son of holiness, the Son of truth. And yes, He's going to rise on this old world one day, and they're all going to realize, oh, He was right.
That's right. Come on.
What's the difference between those that are ashamed and those that are shouting for joy? What's the difference? Do you fear God?
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
If you do, you'll serve Him.
That's right.
You'll find a way. It's not going to happen outside of His church, by the way. Sorry. I'll teach that to you another day. Or come talk to me. I'll show you. Not this afternoon. But if you'll come, if you'll let God work in your heart. You say, Lord, I want this day to be a day of righteousness. I want this day to be a day of healing. I want this day to be a day of look what it says in verse 2, chapter 4 again. And ye shall go forth. Man, it's and grow up. Listen, you're gonna go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Calves are little young cows. You've ever seen little young calves? You know what they do? They're full of energy. They're jumping around. They're excited about life. They just got out of that old dark womb in their belly, and now they got their own legs, and they're kind of wobbly a little bit, but they're excited about life. Amen. Listen to me. God says that day you've mourned now, you've wept now, you've hurt now, you've sorrowed now. But listen, just fear me, serve me, let me be God. And one day the Son of Righteousness is going to rise and they'll bring healing to you. You. And you fear God. Serve Him now. Serve Him now. And you'll get to serve with Him then.
Yes. Amen.
Walk in your own lust today. And it's going to burn. It's going to burn. I'm excited. Listen, there's no way you could talk me out of serving the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
There's nothing you could offer me. So, maybe I'll think about it. No, sorry. No. Because I believe this day is coming.
Amen.
What God says. The day is coming. Do you fear the Lord? Before you say yes, are you serving Him?
Amen.
Do you speak righteously, clean lips? Do you see things the way He sees them? Listen, I'm telling you, do you love knowledge, wisdom, understanding? There's so much to be gained from fearing the Lord.
Amen.
And listen, there's so much to be lost from not.
Amen.
The day's coming, church. I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
If you're righteous and walking in truth, you're looking forward to it. It's not pride. It's not pride, by the way.
Right.
It's not pride. It's reward.
Amen.
God will reward those that fear Him. And that's good. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the day that He's going to arise and judge this world in righteousness and truth. Lord, I know that right now they just don't have a clue. But oh God in heaven, please use us. May we continue to walk in fear, understanding one day we're going to give an account of ourselves, our lives. Help your people today, Lord God. May we all be humbled. Lord, it's thrilling to think about the day of reckoning. But Lord, not if we're not right. Not if we're living our own lives. Please, God, I pray you would work in our hearts. Lord, I look forward to the day where the crooked ways are made straight. Until then, Father, keep us in the fear of the Lord. Please bless the invitation, Father. In Jesus' name I pray.